I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Friday! We have made it through an entire week. It's time for Feel Good Friday, which of course is our self-care practice at the end of this week. A couple of weeks ago, I shared on Feel Good Friday, instead of a specific actionable self-care practice, I shared a poem that really has made impact in my life, that really allows me to drop into the present moment, that makes me feel so inspired. And I love the idea of ending the week with a little bit of inspiration and being able to share pieces of art from other people through this platform directly to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So today, I don't have a poem to share. I have a quote, and I know this is a quote that you've heard before. At least the beginning of this quote, I know you know a little bit. And I think especially quotes that are pretty famous or well-known, we tend to pass by really quickly, and maybe we don't contemplate them so much. So this piece of writing is something that I really enjoy coming back to again and again, just because of the power that lies behind it, just because of the truth that's really there. And for me, every time I reread these words, I get reminded of my own greatness. So this piece of writing or this quote, it's by Marian Williamson, who wrote one of my favorite books called A Return to Love. So absolutely wonderful. If you haven't read that book, I highly recommend it. This quote goes like this. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Let's take a deep breath just to let those words sink in. I love this so, so, so much, that our deepest fear is not that we are small or that we aren't powerful enough or that we're not great enough, that we're actually scared of taking up the space we are worthy to take up. That we're actually scared to be seen because we're so filled with light. We shine so brightly when we let ourselves be the way we are. And we're taught that We need to play small all the time. We're taught to not take up too much space, to not be too wild, to not be eccentric, to not be too crazy, but to fit in all the time, right? We're told to be quiet, to play small. Society wants us to play small and fit in. And I love this so much, this idea of just turning that whole thing around that, hey, we think, who am I to be brilliant? Well, actually, who are you not to be? Every single time we play smaller than we are, every time we downplay our talents, every time we try to fit in, we try to not take up too much space, we're actually doing an injustice to the rest of this world. Because every time you shine as brightly as you're meant to shine, without saying anything, without trying, you are inspiring the people you connect to do exactly the same. It's like every time we see another person living their life 100% to the fullest, we just see them immersed in the present moment, being the way they are without apologizing for who they are. It's so inspiring. And we just want to be closer to that person. It's like that person is dusted with a little bit of stardust. And we just want to be close because we feel more inspired to be who we are when we're close to them. So every time you let yourself stand in your own greatness, you're doing something fantastic for the world. I would love for this quote to inspire us all through this weekend to stand really tall in our own magnificence. We are magnificent and beautiful and fantastic and brilliant all in our own way. So this weekend and this year, don't play small. Stop apologizing, but stand really tall and be your wonderful, glorious, magnificent self. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Of course, a big thanks to Marian Williamson for writing this amazing book. I recommend it so deeply. I hope you have an amazing weekend. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.